Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
In just over an hour, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is to address the nation on his updated living with COVID plan. This afternoon, the Cabinet has agreed to extend Level 5 restrictions until April the 5th. It has also agreed that the phased return of schools will get underway next Monday. To tell us more, I'm joined by RTE's political reporter Mary Regan, and in a moment I'll be joined by Gerard Howland, public affairs consultant and Sunday Times columnist. But first I'll turn to you, Mary, if you don't mind. The Cabinet has been meeting for the past couple of hours. What is the latest news from that?
Yeah, Cormac, they've just finished up that meeting in the past 15 or 20 minutes or so. And I think if you were hoping to mark an X on your diary the day that you might finally have freedom from this lockdown, you won't have that date just yet. The horizon is still pretty blurry, I think. The pathway out of this is still unclear. And of course, it is littered with caveats. So we know what they have formally agreed is that the current restrictions will remain in place until April the 5th. They will be reviewed at some point before that. But the indications really are, in the sense of just a few people I've spoken to since that Cabinet meeting finished up, is that when April 5th comes, you know, what they might be able to offering in terms of loosening up of restrictions will be pretty modest. They won't be far reaching at all. So for now, I think the focus is on schools. No major surprises there. Junior and senior infants, first and second classes, will be back on March the 1st, as will leaving certs. But the remainder of school reopenings will be staggered. So the next date will be March 15th, when the rest of the primary schools will be back. And then the plan is the rest of second level wouldn't be back until April the 12th. Now, the one thing to bear in mind about all these dates for school reopenings is that they do come with caveats. They are contingent on case numbers coming down. And beyond then, really, there's nothing changing, really, for the month of March, at least. When it comes to April, then there might be some easing. What would that mean? It would mean probably meeting other people outdoors, probably lifting the 5 kilometre limits, maybe some commencement of other outdoor activities like sports and construction. Mm-hmm. That is maybe a hope, but not quite an expectation, because there's a lot of ifs and buts between now and April 5th.
So basically, Mary, what you're telling us is we're as we are until April the 5th, bar the infants and first and second class and leaving cert. That's pretty much it, is it?
That's pretty much it. Well, yeah, that is it, except for the remainder of primary schools then coming back on March 15th. And sorry, I should have said, because it is important for a lot of people, myself included, the ECCE for childcare also coming back on March the 8th.
March the 8th. Okay. And what about, is there anything in the plan then about reopening cafes or reopening hotels or hospitality? The Taoiseach mentioned, I think, last week that it would be the end of, or midsummer, I think that's what he said at the time. Is there any clarity on when that kind of thing would open up?
No, there isn't. And I mean, I think this is going to be a bit of an issue for the government in how they come out and present this latest plan, because maybe the whole expectation management game wasn't handled, you know, as well as it could have been, because people might be looking to this and saying, you know, when can we expect things to resume? And they're not going to see a whole amount here. I think instead what we'll see is the government focusing on the vaccination side of things. I think it's the first time we'll get real sort of definitive figures really on the vaccination programme. You know, they're talking about the second quarter of the year, the vaccinations will be 3 times what they have been in quarter one. So that's the kind of stuff, the ramping up of the vaccine, that's where they're hoping the message of hope will come into it. And then they will say that, you know, once the vaccinations will reach a certain point, and hopefully the expectation is around May that, you know, all the over 70s and healthcare workers and possibly some over 65s will be vaccinated, then a little bit of freedom comes into the thinking. But they've also agreed formally, the Cabinet, to extend the financial supports for businesses up until the end of June. So that might give you some hint as to when the thinking is around, you know, reopening the wider hospitality sector.
And that's all contingent on COVID figures as well. Obviously, they keep mentioning that. Is there anything on the 5K limit, Mary?
No, again, there's nothing on that. However, you know, this was discussed as, you know, whether maybe the, you know, allowing more activities outdoors and lifting the 5K limit, you know, is this something that can give people some hope, you know, a very small carrot to sort of counterbalance the big stick that people might feel that they're being beaten with? You know, there is some sense that maybe we should allow people to do these kind of things, go beyond the 5 kilometer zone. But again, once you do this, then you are leading to an increase in transmission. So the thinking goes. So, you know, the sense is that this is something that could be, you know, if there is a small amount that will be up for review before April 5th, this will come into play then, but certainly not for another month or so. So this is the issue. And I think, you know, there is another complication factor here in terms of the government's message. That is that it's firstly, it's hamstrung by the number of new variants that are being identified, particularly the B117 variant, the one first identified in the UK. That means it's very hard to kind of predict with any great certainty how things will go. You know, also, I mean, complicated by the fact that there is mixed messaging around communications, and that's a issue now for the government. But also, I think the fact that Boris Johnson, you know, stood up in England last night and said, you know, he was announcing what he called a one-way road to freedom. You know, that's a level of clarity and optimism, I think, that the government here won't be able to promise.
Even though some have taken it with a pinch of salt in the UK. But look, Mary Regan, thank you very much indeed for the updates on that. I'm joined as well, as I say, by Gerard Howland, who's a public affairs consultant and a columnist with the Sunday Times. My first question to you, Gerard, based on what Mary Regan is reporting, very, very little change until the start of April when things will be reviewed again. The big question now is, how will the Taoiseach sell this with hope and positivity at 6 o'clock?
I think he's going to have some difficulty because he's not starting from the place he would wish to. I think people, there's two underlying things, Lise. One is people are simply really tired and frustrated. And secondly, overlayering that has been a fairly mixed bag of contradictory, you know, uncoordinated government communications. So he's starting on the back foot here this evening. But I will say something. We have an imperative interest in our government succeeding in this, and any issues that are to be dealt with can be dealt with subsequently. So there is a sense in which the reception of what he says has a lot to do with how we listen to what he has to say. And I think if we listen with an open ear to the fact that it is probably, almost certainly, in our best interest to stay steady, to keep as we are going in this regressively lockdown situation, to approach the 5th of April, which is Easter Monday, with a very cautionary attitude, because Boris Johnson's one-way road to freedom, well, cul-de-sacs.
Yeah, without doubt, Gerard, but this is like a football manager who is either has a trust of the dressing room or has lost the dressing room. And the big question for the Taoiseach now is, can he retain the trust of the people here? Because some people say, who are suffering, their businesses may be suffering, they are sick and tired of the mixed messages or the poor communication, as some people would have it, from government. The Taoiseach's job here this evening, if very little is changing, has become even greater, I think, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, you are right. And I think of a couple of things. If you go back to last spring, after the first lockdown, there was a great emphasis at that time about government working with community and voluntary organisations who are active on the ground, who are visiting our elderly, who are providing services and looking in on people and all the rest. I haven't. That's all completely faded from the forefront of the government's communication of what it's saying to us. And those things are important, both for the practical helps they provide to some people, the opportunities for others who can contribute and feel they're doing something, and a sense of steadiness in the community at large. And that simply faded inexplicably. And that needs to be brought back to the fore for what is yet going to be months ahead. And the second thing is, as vaccinations roll out, and certainly in my personal life, I now have one person over 85 in my immediate family circle who has been vaccinated. So I can personally see a start. So as people are being vaccinated, how, if in any way, will the rules change for them? will they feel more confident? And at some point, if there's going to be some sort of vaccination passport to allow the vaccinated in the future become more active either in our community or at home or internationally in terms of travel.
How many of those questions does he have to address at 6 o'clock? Because an awful lot of the public will tune in to listen to what the Taoiseach has to say, to look for an end line. And Mary Regan says there is no clear end line based on what she's hearing. But my question, I suppose, is where will the Taoiseach and his communications team and the government, where will they have anticipated the fires and how do they put them out beforehand, well, before they even start?
So he will approach the podium with a script. Provided due care has been taken over the script, what could go wrong? What will go wrong, however, is that other people around him in the administration are then speaking in the days and weeks ahead, where there is a lack of coordination, where there is a cacophony of voices, too many voices, too often. And unless that internal discipline and organisation is established again, as there was last summer, admittedly in a situation where you had effectively a single party government, but unless that discipline and purpose is re-established, he is going to be back at the bottom of the hole he's been in for the last few days very
quickly.
Who's
to blame for that ill discipline?
Well, I'll tell you who's responsible for fixing it. It's Taoiseach and the other party leaders in government. Either they pull it together at the centre or it's not going to hold.
Is it inevitable in a three-party government that you would have those types of mixed messages? Because another way you could spend this is that they are honest brokers, that whenever a mic is put in front of them, they answer the question honestly.
Well, a good politician knows to politely decline to speak to a microphone. And notwithstanding impressive people like yourself, Cormac, but you do have to say, you do need to say no sometimes. And the three-party leaders, of course, there's a competitive political situation, but they're going to end up on the gallows together unless they get this together.
Where do you stand on Minister Stephen Donnelly and the mishap last night and the now consistent criticism that he's coming in for, be it for the vaccine schedule or how he handles questions in the Dáil or how he handles questions in the media? Some say that he's not, getting the full cooperation of some of his colleagues in government or in the party, based on who you're listening to. What did you make of the latest mishap and how much damage has that done to Minister Stephen Donnelly, if any?
Well, I suppose it reaffirmed a negative perception. Some of that negativity around him comes from his own colleagues, by the way. He was an object of negative briefing, I think, from relatively early on. He's also a victim, in a sense, of institutional dumping. And to explain that, I mean, for example, that the quarantine issue, hotels and policing of and so forth, inexplicably now is part of the responsibility of the Department of Health, which should not have been put on what was an overloaded infrastructure already. And in relation to him, I do think he could improve his listening capacity, but I've no doubt he is doing his level best. And I think the focus on the personality of a single individual, I think, misses the point. There's something institutional here that needs to be fixed.
Well, we'll see what's in that script at 6 o'clock. We'll carry the Taoiseach's announcement live with Gerard Howland for the moment. And beforehand, Mary Regan, thank you both very much.